back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll take a call before we go to the next topic. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, I'm getting a kick out of watching you being an attorney and a good one. Wouldn't you just love to be somebody trying to represent Trump? You know, they leave him hours before he's supposed to submit some stuff, apparently today. And I guess what they wanted him to do is go the tack that, well, you know, he's not the president anymore, so he can't. And he still wants to go with, oh, the election was stolen. To me, they both missed the mark. There's a real obvious one that would be his defense. Insanity.
Well, that's good. It's funny. We had hit that earlier in the program pretty hard, Dick.
And oh, really?
Butch Bowers, who had been his selected lawyer,
basically
bowed out simply because Trump wanted to again shoot his mouth off, control the defense, and say it was fraudulent. Bowers is not a terrific lawyer, but at least he has a modicum of ethics. He did not want to do that. Then Trump, wanted some guy who was zealot, and he got a guy named David Shane, who represents organized crime. Trump has no shame. And so this guy's going to go in there, and he's used to representing organized crime and getting up in front of a jury and saying, ladies and gentlemen, three people got knocked off before they could testify against my client, but he didn't know anything about it. He has an alibi. He was in New York when it occurred. And anyway, it was self-defense. I mean, that's the kind of guy that he is. So Dick, thanks a lot for calling him. Anyway, there's a matter involving, in surprise, Robin Voss and the state legislature that is really unbelievable. And I want to highlight this. I want to highlight it. Robin Voss gets to appoint someone to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the WEDC. That was the entity set up when they got rid of the Department of Commerce. And, you know, the Department of Commerce was a good department. A friend of mine, Corey Nettles, had been the head of the department, secretary of the Department of Commerce, did a terrific job. But the Republicans politicized it, got rid of the Department of Commerce, made it the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, basically to take care of their donors. That's what the Republicans did. So Voss has an appointment, and we discussed it briefly in another show, but Voss decides, I am going to appoint myself. So Voss points himself, Voss, to WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Now, why did he do that? I had a very deep suspicion why he did it, but he was kind enough to come right out in front of God and everybody and say what it was. And he came out and he said, I want to protect the Foxconn deal. Foxconn's in Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant's in my district. And I want to make sure that Foxconn is treated fairly. Fairly. Foxconn, okay? Scott Walker and the Republicans rammed through, over Democratic objections, a possibly $4.5 billion deal, with a B, $4.5 billion, to subsidize a Chinese company to make large screen TVs in Mount Pleasant, Racine County. They devoted that much money to one county in one town. That wasn't right. That's a lot of money. That should have been used around the state, not just in, and I like Racine, I have a lot of friends in Mount Pleasant, but so what? So what do? Typically, we go immediately to perform our obligations, and we now spend, if you include Racine County and Mount Pleasant through bonding, almost $1 billion to prepare the site, do road work, throw people out of their homes, They condemn them, eminent domain. There is a principle of constitutional law that the state can take somebody's property only for a public purpose, not for a private purpose. So in other words, you want to run a highway and it's going a certain way. A guy's house that I don't want to sell. You can say, I'm sorry, but we're going to condemn your house. We're going to take it by eminent domain and we're going to pay you fair market value. Otherwise you wouldn't have roads. People would just hold out, but that's roads. How about for a Chinese company, a private company? That's a different story. That's a different story. The Republicans are not for private property. They are not for honest taxes and honest expenditures. They're for $4.5 billion to a Chinese company and take a guy's house, several people's houses who didn't want to sell. I know some of them. There was litigation. I've talked to some of them. Some of them like the local school district. They said, you know, we can't afford a house somewhere else that's in a school district that's good. And more importantly, my children are friends in that school. We don't want to move away. We like it here. And so what happened? They said, too bad, so sad. Back up the bulldozers, the moving van, throw them out. They just threw them out. That's what they did, threw them out. And people said, I said, the Constitution says you can't take somebody's property without due process. That applies to the states too, and to towns and counties. They say, oh, there was due process. This was eminent domain. And the courts have said that eminent domain is due process if you pay them the fair market value. But they've always said it's for a highway or a road or some public purpose. And nowhere does it say you can do it for any kind of company, much less a Chinese company. And this is a scam, by the way. They didn't make large screen TVs and they didn't make small screen TVs. They said they were going to do that. Then they said they were going to make coffee makers. Then it was going to be a research park. They changed their tune many times. They're just sitting there and they still want taxpayer money, more of it. And the Republicans are going along with it. The Republicans will go along with anything that a company or somebody with money wants them to do, anything. So anybody out there who thinks that you vote Republican, it's somewhere, something like an old time Republican Party that said they standed for, you know, limited government and low taxes and honesty. The Republican Party is corrupt. The Republican Party is a tumor and it is infecting this country. And I say that knowing that there are many fine Republicans. Mitt Romney is one of them. Ben Sasse of Nebraska stood up to Trump is another one. Republican voters are fine. They're great people. A lot of them are my shipmates in the Navy. A lot of them are my friends. But the fact of the matter is that you can't trust them with money. You cannot trust them with money or your property. So anyway, Voss goes, I want to be fair. I want to be fair to Foxconn. They should bring suit, throw Foxconn out. Foxconn breached the agreement. The agreement was that they were going to make large screen TVs and they're not doing it. That's Voss, points himself to Wiedek to protect Foxconn. We'll go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Now, let me get this straight. My taxpayer money is going down to Voss's district for Foxconn, which is a loser. Actually, it's a big loser, and it may never pan out to be anything. This is total BS. You know, Voss is also behind no Medicaid and the rail system, which we're paying for anyway. And, man, our roads grade a C minus or thereabouts. Just to get them back to a B, it's $6 to $8 billion. So this guy, who wants to be governor, has run us in the dirt. He's still going with Walker's ideas. And Walker was voted out of office, along with, I don't know where to go with this. I just get very frustrated.
No, it's good. DLP. We're coming up on a break. I want to respond to what you just said, and it's important. I personally don't think Voss can win governor. The reason I don't is I don't think Republicans, if you get out of Racine County, vote for him. Republicans in Milwaukee County will gag at a guy like that. And I think that's true in rural Wisconsin up north. They're going, why are you jacking $4.5 billion into your district to a Chinese company? They're not going to like that. Plus, he's bad news. He doesn't make a good appearance. He's the one that said, you don't have to anything worry about the coronavirus at the election. And then he wore a spacesuit himself. Tired of this guy, real tired of him. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.